Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. Today, the topic is the BTK killer, serial killer Dennis Lynn Radar. He killed a bunch of folks between the 70s and 90s, and we're going to talk about all of his dastardly deeds. But before we do, let me remind everyone, This is kind of a gruesome topic, so listener discretion is of, why are you laughing?
Well, I think bind, torture, kill kind of speaks for itself. It's pretty goddamn gruesome.
You know, I was just telling Brandy, we've been doing this podcast for 3 years, and I've been putting this guy off. He's my least favorite serial killer. I don't like this guy.
So in a hierarchy of serial killers, you find this man tasteless.
Because there's no reason. There's like, he was not abused.
We'll get into that. Yeah. So we're all right.
Anyhow, you know, he hurt.
Give it all away.
He hurt kitties.
He hurt kitty cats?
Yes, I don't like
you
that.
You know what? Fuck cats. And I don't really care for
cats. He strangled humans and he strangled children. So he's not a good guy. I don't like this. So if you could work on a plan for Colonel Justice by the end of this, I would appreciate it.
Well, I could do something for him, but.
All right. You work on that. We'll get to it at the end, okay? All right. At the end of the podcast, we're also going to announce the winners of the first annual Dweeby Awards. And I'm sure everyone is excited about that.
Do you have that list?
Yes, from our Facebook page. It's History Dweebs, the podcast. If you're not a member of that page, we encourage you to attend. To join, actually. It's History Dweebs podcast. So we'll announce the winners of the first annual Dweeby Awards at the end of this podcast. But before we get started, let me remind you that we do use adult language. And if adult language offends you,
fuck you.
Please check out one of the other fine podcasts out there that somehow managed to talk for people. There are people in this world who somehow managed to talk 60 minutes without using foul language.
Well,
Brandy,
they don't have this wretched woman sitting beside them.
But hasn't it also been proven that people who cuss are smarter?
I don't think so.
You know what, Timmy? I come in here every day.
I think that's fucking stupid myself.
Wow.
And I try my best to be Christian. But you sit next to this wretched woman and try to be Christian for 60 minutes. She won't let you.
I know.
She won't let you at all.
I know you carry a heavy burden.
Yeah.
But please check out.
She's my albatross, Timmy.
Check out one of the other fine podcasts. 5'10"
albatross. You're 5'10", ain't you?
Yeah.
5'10" albatross around my neck.
Really?
I'm
the albatross in this situation.
Of course, earlier this week, we released our podcast on the penis panic of 1967 that seemed to win over pretty well.
It's a rough time.
With our listeners, anyway. I'm not sure we expanded our listening base at all. But
I have measured my penis 3 times a day since.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing very well. I have not lost any
any girth.
Well, and I told you that
sounds like this is Colonel time, so we're going to go.
Yeah.
My testosterone levels, you know, I told you about
those.
Yeah,
it was off the chart.
Yeah. Off the chart, yeah. So I got to be careful with that.
Let me introduce a lady who really needs no introduction.
Oh.
And then we're actually considering stop. It's going to stop giving her one. A lady who
it's hurtful
is known
the fucking glue in this bitch
throughout the land, throughout every little small town and hamlet, Colonel, as Brandy the Benevolent.
Nope.
Her Majesty Queen Brandy the First. How are you today,
She's
Brandy?
She's not even really royal. She's
really because you have some kind of fucking rank in the military.
You don't know.
Oh, I do.
Lori
Wrote
that, sung that song about her.
She wrote, yeah. She's not a royal.
Do I?
Lori sung that song about
Lord.
Lords.
Yeah.
Lords.
Yeah. Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lords.
I think it's just one.
Well, I don't like that name. It's confusing, but.
I understand.
Madonna's daughter is also has that name, Lords.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so, okay, is that all? Tidbit. Is that all, Brandy?
That's, okay, thanks.
Why
That's
are
Brandy
you guys
time.
So mean to me? You sit in my office, steal my food.
Has anything happened to you since the great penis panic discussion we had?
How's your penis going? You're 40 years old.
Let me tell you something. Well,
is it shrinking up on you?
It's not. My youngest evidently heard the program because he can't let go of his at all. In fact, he makes me late for work in the morning because he won't let go of it to get dressed.
I don't let go of mine.
Don't blame me.
It's a
struggle. I got my hands on mine right now.
That's gross. So, that's kind of what
hands,
we deal with.
I use plural.
So I understand your youngest is not talking to you now?
He is not speaking to me. Well, he doesn't want me to speak to him. That was the thing. Don't talk to me.
Oh, is that what he said?
He said, don't talk to me. And I said, okay, that's fine. And then, a minute or so went by. Well, what do you think about not talking to me? I'm like,
he wants some feedback on it.
He did want some feedback, and when I didn't give him any, well, that pissed him off too. I don't know. I can't win with him. He's also pissed that his dad.
It doesn't really sound mature on your part, Brandy.
Well,
who's the adult here?
He also decided that he hates his dad. Well, he wants to live by himself.
I don't blame him.
Well,
and he's pissed at Dave because Noah is six. Uh-huh. Because Dave told Santa Claus not to get him an Xbox, and Santa didn't get him an Xbox, and evidently he's held on to that for over a month and decided to trot that out.
Communication is key.
Well, he decided to go ahead and trot that out.
Hasn't gotten over it yet.
We have two PlayStations. He does not need an Xbox. There's just no reason for it. So, but I guess it's better than him being pissy that we didn't get him a Canon.
It sounds neglectful to me, Colonel.
It does. Can we wrap up Brandy time?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Oh my God!
Although I love hearing about Noah, but most of her time is just rambling. Let me introduce Brandy.
Oh my God.
Let me introduce to you Brandy, one of the most dangerous men in podcasting out
there.
He
is not
a man who is known as an oasis in the desert of despair.
No.
The moral compass of our podcast.
He is not.
The very honorable, the Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy.
Jesus Christ. No way.
I'm not
what's,
good.
What's ailing you, Colonel?
He's not.
Well, Timmy, and we had this on our page, but I've been baffled ever since.
Okay. And on our Facebook
page. And we try to stay away from politics, but the Republican train hit the garbage truck, right?
Oh yeah.
And here's what's been going through my mind ever since, and the poor driver got killed, so we can't joke about it or make fun of it. But what was his hurry?
What was he?
Oh yeah, because he went around the barriers, didn't he?
He went around the barriers. If the one thing you can count on is people are not going to, if you're a little bit late, they're not going to bring their garbage back in.
That's very true, Colonel.
I mean, what was his rush? Did he have to try to beat a train?
This guy got funniest man on our Facebook page. He got the award for the Dweeby as a funniest.
No, I'm just wondering.
I don't know if that says something about him or the people on our Facebook page.
Now, I'll get into this real quickly, and I'll make it a quick story. It's a true story.
Will you? Because I don't think you can.
When I was in the staffing industry, I was out. I had to run out to a company where one of our workers got hurt.
Okay.
Timmy.
Okay.
Didn't he slam his pecker in some pallets?
That was a different one. This guy fell down a shaft and broke his collarbone.
Shaft.
Okay.
And his collarbone was sticking out of his damn neck.
I bet
so
that
it wasn't
hurt.
Connected to his neck bone.
It was not.
Did you give him some ibuprofen, tell him to walk it off?
Well, the first paramedics, the fire department got there.
That will automatically get you a Percocet prescription.
I would hope so.
No, this is
there's a thought.
Horrific. I had to climb down into the tunnel.
Maybe we could get the, if we throw him down a flight of stairs, we could get his prescription.
Yeah, because somebody's got to go get the prescriptions.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so funny.
I'm going to keep going until I tell this story.
You
now,
take,
you can interrupt me or
if
you cannot.
If you have to have a pain to take painkillers, it's no fun.
Oh, pff, that's
wasteful.
All right,
continue, Colonel. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, so the man's attempt, he falls down a shaft, breaks his collarbone. Go down there with the with the paramedics, right?
Uh-huh. You went down the shaft?
Now, they call
all the way down the shaft.
Because the fire truck shows up first.
Did you go down with your mouth open?
He needs an ambulance. I'm not kidding, Timmy, because we were at a granary, and it was on railroad track. The fucking ambulance got hit by a train.
Oh, man.
The goddamn ambulance got hit by a train crossing the track. So, of course, all the paramedics or the firemen that were down there, they left me with this son of a bitch down in this hole for 2 hours, Timmy, because, of course, their main concern was.
I wouldn't sit down there with him for 2 hours. Didn't you have to pee?
Well, I was afraid. I was afraid of heights. I was afraid to climb back up the ladder.
Pussy.
Let me throw out a moral dilemma for you, Colonel. If a woman is pleasuring you with orally, is it inappropriate to block her nose passages, air passages in her nose, nostrils?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
I look for him for moral guidance.
So what? Like pinch her nose?
Is it?
Like
I,
a,
what
I'm looking for him for moral guidance.
Why is that? Why?
Well,
why?
Just, okay, it comes up sometimes.
Does it?
And but like at parties,
no,
you
it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't
okay.
ever.
Here's okay. We have some men listeners.
Yeah,
and
we're trying to educate our men.
Over
no,
the course of a long life, there's a few things I've learned. Is it your typical woman when she is performing that particular deed does not like to have her nose pinched?
Right. Nope.
She does not like to have any pressure put on the back of her head. Nope. That will typically.
Is that wrong?
Well, you know what? I'm talking about regular women, not our listeners. They like to be choked, slapped, hair pulled,
some
everything
of
else.
Not
so
all of them.
That'd probably be a better question for Jen, Karen, or Callie, one of the crazy ones.
Why are
Amber?
Why
Amber,
are we calling people out? There's no reason to call people out.
Listeners.
No, we love it.
I understand, but let's not call people out right now.
They have a much larger knowledge base in this than I do.
No, they don't. No, don't pinch her nose. Don't give her the little nose clips that synchronized swimmers wear to put on.
That's, no, I'm not asking. I'm raising the question.
It's bad form.
Okay.
It's bad. It's rude.
Touching the back of her head.
It's rude. We don't necessarily like that.
Well, I mean, like just stroking your hair or something. Is that okay? Is that, you know, like, oh, thank
well,
you.
I, and
like,
yet a
I
woman can put
fine.
The full weight of her body on a man's face.
Damn right they will. Damn yeah. right they will.
But I suppose depending on the woman, what do you care?
And slap you on the forehead doing it.
Yes.
Well, you know, the next time that happens to either one of you.
That's
I mean,
never actually happened to me. But.
Okay, so politely push them off onto the floor and say.
Neither
them,
one of those scenarios has ever happened to me.
This is hypothetical.
Jesus Christ.
Let's talk about Dennis.
I would rather talk about Dennis than this entire conversation.
Well, it's good to know. The more you know, devil.
The more you know. Well, I mean, I think our listeners tune in not only to learn about the topics we discuss, but also to learn about these.
Just life in general.
And these awkward social moments that we have and how to handle
them. No, that you have.
I've never had that.
Nobody
happen.
Else has them.
I've never grabbed somebody's nose.
That evidently is a Timmy thing.
No, I have not. I've said I'm only raising the question if it would be appropriate or not. I'm just trying to learn.
Was it seems like unless she can breathe through her ears, then you marry her. But it seems like it would be
a terrible thing to say because it's something that Dennis Radar would do, or Raider.
Yeah, it's not Radar.
I'm MASH.
Well, he kind of looks like him. He's got the bald head. He just don't have that little mole on top of his forehead.
Oh, tell me a little about Dennis's background.
All right.
Please.
Dennis Lynn.
What's a
his middle
stupid
name? Was Lynn?
Yeah.
No wonder he's a serial killer. His parents. Then,
Dennis Lynn Raider. Is an American serial killer, Brandy. He murdered 10 people in Sedgwick County, which is around Wichita, in Kansas between 1974 and 1991. So
do people out there just get bored? Like we get a lot of serial killers from those little flatland middle Bible Belt places.
Yeah, I'm not sure what have much to do in Wichita.
I think they don't get real good cable and internet out there.
Did you hear our coworker got hit by a truck yesterday?
No.
It wasn't me.
Hold on.
All right, let's don't discuss that. We had a
coworker
near tragedy. A coworker got hit by a truck.
It wasn't a tragedy. She's fine.
I said it was.
Did she
near
run
tragedy.
Into the truck like Timmy ran into the bus?
No.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, we're getting shamed.
Dennis Rader was known as the BTK killer. First of all, that name sucks. It's like a sandwich on the dollar menu at Burger King.
The BTK killer.
Yeah, it's like, BTK burger only 99 cents. Well, so I don't like this already.
All right. Okay.
BTK stands for Bind, Torture, and Kill, Brandy, in case you were wondering.
Oh, I thought it was blind, but that's
no.
okay.
Blind? No, I did. I used to think that, too.
You thought
and
he
that
poked
is lot,
their eyes out or something?
No, I thought he blindfolded them.
And, Blind, Torture, and Kill would have been a lot cooler.
So it's just bind.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would have been cool at all, Timmy.
At least he didn't pinch her nostrils.
I think he did. I don't know.
He may have. Which would
you just said you
totally
just,
inappropriate according to Brandy.
Well, first of all, and you just said that was the reason you brought it up was because it was in this goddamn story. So if there's no nose pinching in here, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, we got listeners waiting for the nose pinching, and you're going to let them down, Timmy.
I'm just saying, as a young man, you may be a little aggressive, and sometimes that might seem appropriate, but it's never appropriate. No, it's never appropriate.
It's never.
And it wasn't appropriate for Dennis Rader either.
I don't know when that would ever be appropriate.
Anyway, he was known as the BTK Strangler, and which is kind of redundant when you think about it. Bind, torture, kill, strangle.
Wait a minute. So far, your beef is with his branding.
Yeah,
he
needs to work on his
brand. Marketing department. He had a terrible PR person.
He really did.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I'll tell you who had a good one, that Cleveland Torso Killer. Now, that caught your attention.
Yeah, we got a torso killer coming up, but not Cleveland. Because they don't know who did that. That's still unsolved. But I think...
Or anybody who
gets... I just think it was a bunch of random torsos.
Any serial killer who gets the name Ripper.
Yeah, that's
overused.
Some
good
brand.
It's overused, but you know what? It sells. It sells.
But you know, didn't you see the meme? It was just on our Facebook page talking about Jack the Ripper just farted a lot.
No, I did not see that.
Dennis Brandy sent boastful letters describing the details of his killings to police and to the local news outlets during the period of time in which the murders took place.
You know, I have done that.
He was a braggart.
Before. I've done that.
You've sent boastful letters?
To the police. Goddamn right I did. I sent him a letter. Now, I don't leave any DNA or anything on it, but I'll tell him. I'll say, you know what?
I bet you do leave
you
DNA on it.
You bunch of bitches. I was speeding last Tuesday, ran a fucking red light. You guys don't even, you too inept to catch me.
You put a return address on there?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yes. Brandy or Scott Herman.
Hell no.
I just write the devil on top and give her address.
After a long hiatus, Brandy, in the 1990s, see, so he would kill, stop for a few years, and then he'd start up again. Yeah,
he lacked motivation, apparently.
He resumed sending letters in 2004, leading to his 2005 arrest and then conviction. So they busted him. I remember when he was that large.
He wasn't really large,
and in charge.
Man.
Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about his
that's what we've
earlier
been waiting
life.
For a fucking half hour.
Dennis Lynn.
He's got branding issues.
Dennis Lynn Rader was the eldest of four sons born to William Elvin Rader.
Might have been Elvis. I don't know.
Elvin. Like
in the Chipmunks.
Okay. Not Alvin. Elvin. With an E. His dad had a weird last name. His mother's name was Doretha. Like Uretha, only different.
What is a Uretha?
May Cook.
Uretha Franklin?
Ow!
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. No.
Dennis was born on March 9th, 1945, Brandy. Your thoughts on that?
care.
All right.
He was a Capricorn.
He was born in.
He I don't even know what the fuck that is. I don't know those symbols. I know I'm a Sagittarius.
He was, although he was born in Pittsburgh, Kansas, he grew up in Wichita. He attended Riverview School and later graduated from Wichita Heights High School, Brandy. WHHS.
Go Panthers.
Same as mine. Western Hills High
School. I don't know what their school mascot was. Check it out, Colonel.
I bet it was a Mustang.
Wichita Heights High School in Wichita. Check out and see what their mascot was. Outwardly, Brandy, Dennis seemed like a normal young man. He was active in church and the Boy Scouts. That's another reason why I don't like him, because he was like a church elder and he was like a Boy Scout leader. And in the meantime, he's going around strangling people, although he probably was pretty good with knots.
Well, for yeah.
In 1960, at the age of 15, he saved the life of a fellow Boy Scout on a canoe trip in Arkansas, Brandy.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, it goes downhill there. He ends up being minus nine in the life department.
Minus nine?
Well. But according to his confession, Dennis had a darker side, Brandy.
Clearly.
You know, one of our bad reviews says that we say each other's names too much.
Well.
I can't imagine, can you? I like everyone to know who the players are, you know?
I think they figured it out.
I think so. Okay, so he had a darker side. He tortured animals. He used to hang kittens he found in the neighborhood. Strike number one. Hanging kittens is strike number one. Strangling humans is strike number two. And then hurting children, strike number three. So this guy's a dick. Of course, strangling, hurting animals is one of the warning signs of the
McDonald's.
It's the Falcons. They're the Falcons.
Oh, go Falcons.
The Wichita Heights High School Falcons.
Go Falcons.
What their basketball season's going. I wonder how it's going.
I'm not looking that shit up.
You can check it out. See if they're any good. According to his own confession, he had a dark side. He also had sexual fetishes, Brandy.
Don't we all?
His was for women's underwear. Which would be really strange if that was your fetish, but convenient.
That would be weird. Well, it would be convenient.
Because you could buy women's underwear and no one would even raise an eyebrow.
I do enjoy women's underwear. I wear them. I feel good about it.
So did Dennis.
So hold on. We got to go back. You just said, don't we all? Just give us a sample of your fetishes, devil.
Why would I do that?
Well, you can't just open up. You opened up that line of questioning.
I didn't.
Would you have one fetish that you would like to share with us?
No.
Well, Dennis was still panties from clotheslines. Remember when people used to hang their clothes on the clothesline?
Yeah. I feel like you all would use my secrets and kill me with them. So, no.
No, we would never
motherfuckers
do something like
no,
that.
No, it would never leave this room.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah.
Our listeners wouldn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's got too many fetishes to even... You know, to even get in to talk about in a 60-minute podcast, and yet I'm the most
pervert. You're the most pervert. Yeah. And you know what's hurtful?
It's because people don't know me.
That's what I'm saying.
We know that you banged the economics professor to get a C.
This is why I don't tell you anything.
We haven't said anything about that.
No, we haven't. I don't even think we mentioned.
Yeah, we can keep a secret.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that.
So come on, tell us, devil.
Nope.
Just one.
Nope. Just one.
Nope.
You like the clamps, don't you?
Get out of my face.
Dennis liked underwear. He would steal them from
clotheslines.
You
like to wear that black latex hood with the eyes cut out.
The zipper mouth. The
zipper mouth, yeah.
I do like to play the gimp every once in a while.
Well, people are like into like saran wrap and shit. You know, really.
That's so scary.
You know, saran wrap is not a toy.
It is not a toy. They tell you that on the box.
Mm-hmm.
But have you seen the people that crawl in those bags and then get vacuum sealed in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah.
But you know what? That don't make you no smaller like it does a sweater.
No. No, it doesn't.
It does not.
No. Hmm. I don't, that's weird.
So Dennis would steal panties from clothesline and then he would wear them himself.
Well, okay. Duh. What else are you going to do with them?
He was a good student, Brandy, and deemed intelligent, but he was socially awkward.
Was he?
With those women's drawers on all the time.
Well, you know, thongs tend to be distracting.
They do. Oh, you tell me. I got one creeping right now.
Well, it's supposed to creep. How is it creeping? It should already be there.
He graduated in high school near the top of his class in June of 1955. Dennis attended Kansas Wesleyan University, KWU.
Go Panthers.
What are you with these Panthers?
I don't know.
He attended Kansas Wesleyan University from 1965 to 1966. It's really unclear what was going on right at the time he graduated high school, because he didn't go to the university for 6 years. I wasn't sure. There's a kind of a period there where I'm not sure what's going on. But after college...
That's some tight research right there.
Thank you, Colonel.
Stellar.
And of course, there's not a whole lot of available information on this guy.
Yeah, he's a relatively obscure guy.
Right. So.
That's the trouble with doing these. There's so much. Anyway, he decided in 1966, he joined the United States Air Force. And he was stationed in Texas, Alabama, Okinawa, Japan, and South Korea, as well as Greece and Turkey. So he moved around. He served as a mechanic in the Air Force, where he catapulted to the rank of sergeant and received 3 medals during his military career. While he was in the service in 1966, he didn't go to Vietnam, but while he was in the service in 1966, Dennis's father passed away. When Dennis,
our condolences, Dennis.
Thank you for your service.
Fuck him. He ain't getting no thank you for your service. He killed kittens. When Dennis returned to the United
fucking
States,
thank you for your service to Carl Panzeram, but not this guy.
This guy killed kittens.
Hold on. You know what? You're one of those fucked up people.
No, wait till we get to this story. It's not good. Dennis is not a good guy. Well, the kittens. I
got 2 cats, and one of them's a big. He's just a dick. So, I don't want to kill no kittens, but I mean.
Well, thank you.
I just, when I walk in the house, I tell the cat, get away from me.
What's your cat's name?
Well, my kids are.
Your cat's name?
My cat. I got McGee and Lily. Now, Lily, I really like. She's a sweet little girl. But McGee, he's a 23-pound just douchebag of a cat.
When Dennis returned from the Air Force, he moved to Park City, Kansas, a suburb located 7 miles north of Wichita. He worked for a while in the meat department at IGA, which is a supermarket chain for those of you outside the United States. And he worked alongside his mother, Brandy, who was a bookkeeper at the store. So the family that works together.
Together.
Then Dennis attended Butler County Community College, good old BCCC.
Go Eagles.
Go Panthers.
Go Eagles.
No, they actually are. You got it right that time. They are the Panthers. I just looked it up.
Oh, yay.
In El Dorado, Kansas, where he is now currently living because there's a big-ass prison there. Earning an
In El Dorado?
Yeah. I think he's in El Dorado. That comes up in the colonel's part.
The road to El Dorado?
He earned an associate's degree in electronics in 1973, Brandy, when you were about 15 years old.
I was not. Even born.
Colonel was in his 40s.
Oh, for sure.
Early 40s.
Prime of my life to me. Prime
Dennis
of my life.
Enrolled. You remember 1970? Did you ever go, did you like to go to the disco on the weekends, Colonel?
In 1970, Timmy, I had me some platform heel shoes.
Yeah?
I was
silk
yeah,
shirt.
I was a 6-year-old dancing some bitching.
Let me ask
things,
you, did
Timmy.
You ever dance to Brick House?
Everybody dances to Brick House. It didn't require you to sing it.
How?
Everybody.
I'm dancing right now.
Dance to Brick House. I would dance to Brick House.
I'll hang out.
To this day, I would dance to Brick House.
Oh. Will you dance to Brick House at the next WeebCon?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There you have it. If you want to see Brandy dance to Brick House, breaking it down at WeebCon 2018. Dennis enrolled at Wichita State. This is a college-going motherfucker, Brandy.
Hey.
And that same fall, he graduated from there in 1979 with a bachelor's degree in the administration of justice.
He's got about as many he's got about as many degrees as you do.
This motherfucker got a bachelor's degree in the administration of justice, and he starts binding, torturing, and killing people.
I don't think he, yeah, I don't think he followed.
His sense of justice seems askew.
Askew, Timmy, it does.
In 1971.
You know, can we not do stories where you have some kind of personal vendetta against a person? Because you've been bitter and hostile toward this guy the entire time.
I don't like this guy.
We heard.
In 1971, Brandy, May 22nd to be exact, was a summer, early summer day. He married Paula Dietz.
Dykes?
Dietz. Dietz. I'm sorry. Paula Dietz.
For the love of Christ.
They had a son, and one son and one daughter. Oh, I bet they're proud. The Mary, if you're out there, if you are the son or daughter of this fuck, Dennis Rader, please please join our Facebook group. I'm sure our folks would love to ask you questions about your papa.
When we did the Charles Ng and the guys who were putting the girls
we forgot to mention that Charles Ng shit his pants when he was arrested.
He did.
Yeah. How did I overlook that?
I don't know.
I mean, I had it. I just didn't put it in the script. And you know how important
that
is.
He soiled himself. He soiled himself.
But I'm not surprised.
Guys, we've done all these. And you just can't get past this guy.
But here's
the thing. I don't like this guy.
Timmy didn't write down the fact that he shit his pants because he wanted to spring it on us.
Oh, you distracted
38
me.
38 episodes later.
This guy over here started talking about his dog or something and distracted me, and we missed the climax of the whole story. It was Charles Ng going number two in his Levi's.
Hold on.
Going number
because
two.
Because this is a kid-friendly show, so we don't want to say he shit his pants.
Shot himself.
He soiled himself.
Anyway, so he marries Paula Dietz. Is that what her name was?
I don't fucking know. Just go ahead.
On May 22nd, 1971, they had one son and one daughter. The marriage was viewed as happy, Brandy, quote-unquote happy, to family and friends, although Dennis would later describe his wife as boring.
Well, because she wouldn't go out and slaughter people with him. Bitch.
Well, just a couple of slaughter together.
When he pinched her nose, she got all mad about it.
I don't know why I brought that up. Paula
I
would
don't either.
It was a compulsion to mention.
You got impulse control issues.
I think I saw it in some porn video. Paula would later. Pornhub. They get free clips.
I don't know why he got most perverted. It's a fucking mystery. We should call Scooby and see if he can get on it.
If you can get off in 3 minutes and 27 seconds, it works out great. If not, you have to subscribe. Although I would encourage, I would suggest you not do it on your phone because
I'll run up your
because dude. People on the bus look at you weird.
From 1972 to 1973.
3 minutes and 27 seconds.
Shit. Dennis worked as an assembler at the Coleman Company. Oh, I bet he made those little lanterns.
Those what?
Little lanterns. You know, Coleman lantern. Yeah, but he did. They're handy if you're camping, but otherwise
I bet he made tents.
Huh?
I bet he made tents.
I don't think he made
it. Or a cooler.
No, Coleman, the camping gear firm.
They make
which
watches,
would include,
stoves,
wait
all
a minute.
Kinds of stuff.
Would camping include tents?
I would think so.
So he just looked at me and said no.
He made the lanterns.
Because Paul Bunyan over here knows all about fucking camping. He can't even goddamn say lantern.
Have you ever? I got a notice for since you've been, let's say, 25 years old, Timmy. Yes. Have you spent the night in a tent?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I used to camp all the
time. It's on accident.
No, you didn't. No, I used to camp all the time, and I was camping in North Carolina in January.
Did you have a lantern with you?
No, it was fucking cold. And, you know, you're supposed to sleep in the nude because it keeps your body warmer.
Uh-huh.
And I had to get up and pee in the night.
Uh-huh.
And so I got up and peed. And then it was like, I don't know, it was like 22 degrees or something. And I was on the ground. You know, you lay on the ground, it's wet. And you're. And I thought, why the fuck am I doing this?
Why are you laying down to pee?
No, I didn't lay down
outside.
To pee.
Was you naked?
Yeah, you're in winter camping. You sleep naked because your body heat, if you're in the...
No, you got to be with another person to share the body heat.
But you're not supposed to do is go out and take a whiz.
Yeah, that
naked.
You should not do. But anyway, it was so miserable, and I thought, what the fuck am I doing this for? There's nothing I'm getting out of this. So I haven't been camping since.
You know, Renee used to like to camp, and I used to call it just being homeless.
That's what it is.
Because that's what it is. I mean, I'm paying for a damn mortgage with a house with a roof on it.
And you're laying on the ground.
And I'm laying out in the damn woods.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why I gave
camping.
It up. But it took me a while to figure that out. Anyway, back to
I don't think sleeping
Dennis.
Naked works alone.
With
me.
His lantern.
That's when you put
No, you're supposed to
on.
Sleep naked because...
That's only if you have other people. You share the body heat, Timmy. If you're alone, you just your body heat's just dissipating.
If you're alone, you're just a pervert that sleeps outside naked.
You're sleeping. You're
the point of this is...
Because when you're watching Pornhub on your phone...
No, not back in the day.
Couldn't get no reception down there.
No. I mean, you know, that was before cell phones. Dennis, when he was working at the Coleman Company, he worked with two of his earlier victims. So
he was not a good coworker. He was not a team player. I think you're not a team player. That's going to be put on your evaluation if you choke two of your coworkers.
He was always a dick that stole shit out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, eat your yogurt.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He then worked for a short time for the Cessna Company. In 1973.
What did he do there?
I don't know. From 1974 until he was fired in July of 1988, he worked at a Wichita base office for ADT Security Services.
Makes sense.
A company that sold and installed alarm systems. And, of course, he would use this as obviously a way to break in because he started
gaining access.
Gaining access to people's homes. And see, I've always thought if you just get the sign and put it in your yard, ADT sign, mm-hmm. you don't have to really buy the system.
ADT doesn't like that.
No, but you steal the sign.
No, you steal the sign from your neighbor because
you steal the sign of the people who actually have the alarm.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
And that's the irony is because their sign is not protected.
The sign is
everything
not protected.
In the house is protected, but the sign
is
not
protected.
It is
ironic, Branny.
Yeah, just making sure I got all this.
But what happens if someone's going to break in? You'll say serial killers like walking down the street whistling or whatever.
Sure.
And they see the ADT sign on your yard. They think, I'll go to the next one.
Right.
It's easier, right?
Yeah.
Why bother with it? So that's how you do it. Still an ADT sign. Not that we would encourage people to do that. I'm just saying if you can't.
Most of our listeners already know this. Most of our listeners already know that half
most
the people with ADT signs don't have alarm systems.
Most of the people are listeners, the one they're breaking into.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, they know.
Wow.
He had several positions with ADT, including installation manager. It is believed that he learned how to defeat home security systems while working at this position.
It was pretty easy to defeat most of them, actually.
Dennis also worked as a census field operations supervisor for the Wichita area in 1989.
Was he ever a Wichita lineman?
No, not that I'm aware of. But he.
Oh, you think he was a lineman
for
the county?
But the point here... is that he worked in, he had a lot of positions where he gained access to, you know, he was known in the community and he gained access to people's homes, you know, by doing a census, by installing security systems and the like. In 1991, he was hired as a supervisor for the department, for the compliance department at Park City, a two-employee multifunctional department in charge of animal control, housing problems, zoning, general permit enforcement, and a variety of nuisance cases.
Jesus Christ.
He was like the Barney Fife of Wichita.
Yeah.
Right.
In this position, neighbors recalled that he sometimes was a bit overzealous and extremely strict. One neighbor complained that he euthanized his dog for no reason at all.
So he's the Dwight Schrute of Wichita.
In fairness, we don't know if the dog had it coming.
Well, according to the neighbor, his dog did nothing wrong. But so anyway, he's in all these positions of trust, right, where he's known in the community. Despite this issue, Dennis was viewed as a responsible member of the community by his neighbors. He served on both
the Sedgwick
County Board of Zoning Appeals and the Animal Control Advisory Board. He was also a member. His advice was kill the dog. Yeah. Hang the cat. That was his advice. So this cat killing motherfucker is on the Animal Control Advisory Board. That's like fucking putting, you know, Nixon on the Auschwitz Advisory Board or whatever.
The fuck are you doing?
What?
Nixon was a raging anti-Semite that wanted to perpetuate the Holocaust.
Like
what the fuck?
It's like putting Hitler.
Soil the name of Richard Nixon.
Oh, his name is already soiled.
Well, don't make it worse.
All right. Sorry, Dick.
Blasphemer.
I know. I meant Hitler. I remember reading a book on Nixon. That's why I read my book.
Fuck me.
Oh, by the way, there's
Did you ever read Tom Sawyer?
It's no, like there's a great podcast on Watergate. It's called Slow Burn. Check it out. It's on iTunes. Really good. And I don't know.
How about we get through our own podcast?
Okay. All right. Just throwing thought. It out there.
I just like that there's a deep throat in there.
Yes.
He had been a member for about 30 years and was elected president of his church council. You think about that, Brandy?
I was on a church council one time.
So clearly they're not picky.
What did you do on a church council, Colonel?
I was put on the church council as the financial trustee. I negotiated all the contracts for the church, Timmy.
Very nice. You're a very responsible man.
I was.
How much money did you steal?
Not a lot. I mean, they didn't bring in a ton.
All right.
But it was a good gig because the people who did the floors and things like that, I get kickbacks from them.
Brandy?
Hmm.
Dennis was also a Cub Scout leader.
That doesn't surprise me.
So here he is, Cub Scout leader, church elder.
My boys do the
zoning board. He's just, you know.
He's a jack of all trades.
He is. Behind this seemingly normal man was a monster, Brandy.
I heard.
A person obsessed with sexual perversion.
Well,
that doesn't make you a monster.
That doesn't, yeah.
Does it, Timmy?
Well, no, but this does. A man who fantasized about controlling and hurting women, Brandy. Specifically tying women up and strangling them. Your comments on that, Brandy?
I'm trying to figure out what's sexual, because I don't believe this guy. What's sexual about tying them up and...
When he masturbates over him?
Okay, there's a sexual component right there.
When they don't have a safe word.
Dennis fantasies became an obsession. He sent away for magazines portraying, and, you know, this is for the internet, pre-internet. He sent away for magazines portraying sex and violence against young women, Brandy.
Jesus.
He would masturbate to these stories and images repeatedly in the privacy of his own home. After a while,
no wonder he found his wife boring.
After a while, though, the fantasies were not enough, Brandy.
They never are.
You can only strangle your wife one time.
Evidently, you can only choke the chicken so many times, too, before you got to move on.
Dennis started to plan to make his fantasies a reality. At first, he would simply break into people's homes when they were not at home. It gave him a rush to feel in control. He would walk around their homes, their house. He would often steal small items in the house and keep them as souvenirs. He would search through the laundry hampers and find dirty underwear and then masturbate alone in a stranger's home. Ew, so his junk is all over your carpet and you don't even know it. Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
It's gross.
You know what? You could be walking on soiled carpet right now.
Not right now, but when you're not.
You don't know what we do in this office.
Let me tell you, I walked into a fucking toilet bowl brush in the middle of my goddamn office.
This is odd.
For no motherfucking reason.
In the middle
of Brandy's
floor. In the middle of Brandy's floor is a...
That's a duster.
No, it's not, you fucking ignorant
is
shit.
A toilet.
That is a toilet brush in the middle of my motherfucking office.
For no reason.
It's not mine, you jackass.
Take a picture of that and post it on
I took a picture of it and sent it to Wes.
No, post it on the Facebook page.
We'll see.
Why do you hate the goddamn janitors so bad?
Yeah, it's probably
Are they putting
it's probably
toilet
just
brushes?
Now, if you get if you walk in and
I think that was some kind of political commentary there left for you there, Devil.
It probably was.
You shithead.
It was a nonviolent protest.
I'm not sending out the dreamers. Don't get up in my shit.
Now, if you walked in and there's some spunk on your carpet.
Well, I wouldn't know. Maybe that's what they were cleaning up
with the toilet
bowl brush. You
know what? I think we need
brush.
One of those fluorescent lights in here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah,
anyway,
no, we don't need that.
There's
Dennis,
nothing over here.
Dennis Rader was now just one step away from becoming a serial killer. Brandy's going to tell us what happens next in this saga.
It is believed that Dennis's first murders occurred on January 15th, 1974.
Yeah,
what do you think about that, Tim?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, this is I didn't go into great detail on all the murders, but this one I did, and it's rather disturbing, so if you find the violence disturbing, you might not want to listen to this.
Joseph Oturo immigrated to the United States as a boy. He grew up in New York City's Spanish Harlem and became a champion boxer. He fell in love with Julie, a popular, vivacious Puerto Rican immigrant from his neighborhood.
She sounds hot.
Puerto Rican.
I don't know why. What about her makes...
Puerto Rican.
No, that's true. That's all he really
Puerto Ricans
needs.
Are all hot. You ever
yeah,
seen
they
a Puerto
they
Rican?
Are. They're very passionate. They're very passionate and beautiful.
Yeah.
Julie came to New York as a child, where she would later meet Joseph, and after dating 2 years, they had a large wedding. Their first child, Charlie, was born 9 months later. Well, we know how they spent the honeymoon. As soon as he was old enough, Joseph joined the Air Force and served for 20 years. So Joseph was very young when he got married. After he retired as a master sergeant, the aviation enthusiast with a commercial pilot's license moved to Wichita, the air capital. In the fall of 1973, he worked as a mechanic and a flight instructor. Fun and outgoing, he was a talented bongo player.
Oh, I can play me some bongos.
Well, everybody can play bongos under the right circumstances.
Hey,
stop.
My balloon.
So obnoxious. What the hell?
That's all what right. Ricky Ricardo used to do. My balloon. My balloon.
You, sir, are no Ricky Ricardo.
I know Ricky Ricardo. See, Ricky Ricardo was a friend of mine.
And you, sir, are no Ricky Ricardo. Fun, outgoing.
You know, Lucy always tried to get on his show. Mm-hmm. That was an ongoing thing on the I Love Lucy show. She always wanted to get on stage with Ricky, and while he sang "Babaloo,"
he was a smooth operator.
Oh,
that Ricky
you know,
Ricardo.
He got some pussy. You know,
oh yeah, he was knocking more boots than a cobbler.
He didn't have to hold women's nose.
No, he just, you know, he was one of those guys that could grab.
I bet he was banging Ethel.
You know he was
knocking more boots than a cobbler. How about that?
I like that one.
I know you did. He also had a fascination for cars. He was a gourmet chef who collected recipes when traveling to exotic areas during his military career.
Babaloo!
If this guy was on Tinder, he'd be a pretty good match.
Yeah, but he had a hot Puerto Rican wife. He wouldn't need that.
Joseph.
Yeah, I'm saying she's probably pretty hot. I didn't see her picture, but I'm sure she's pretty hot. Love me some Puerto Rican women.
Hold on. Dennis Rader's wife.
No shit. It's not Dennis Rader's wife.
No, it's the victim, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, so stop.
What's her name?
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Go ahead. Continue.
Fucking
Randy.
Jackasses.
I'm just saying she's probably attractive.
Julie O-T-E-R-O.
Otero.
Otero.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Learn how to pronounce words.
Yeah. Not a smart man. Fine.
I know what love is.
All right. Joseph was a strict but proud father with high ideals for his children, especially in school.
I feel sorry for this family. They really, this is really
good. Okay, can I get to it? And then everybody else will know why,
yes,
too?
Yes, please.
No,
do.
She was, Timmy, she was a beautiful woman.
The children were expected to receive straight A's on their report cards. Julie was a devout Catholic. She was petite, kind-spirited, Air Force wife. She didn't drink and never got angry. Well, that's bullshit, but whatever.
No, why are you saying that?
Because everybody gets angry.
You don't know the lady.
Passionate about her culture, she encouraged her children to speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Her pretty. Life was devoted to her family.
She's very pretty.
Yes, she is. She was. Her oldest child, Charlie, described her as an angel. She had a brown belt in judo.
Oh, she can fuck around.
She took lessons with her children on bass. Joey, Joseph Oturo the second, was 9. He was popular in his fourth grade class. He was athletic, a fast runner, and excelled in judo. He loved his dog Lucky that he received on his 5th birthday. At 11 years of age, Josephine, a shy, sensitive sixth grader with an easy temperament and a yellow belt in judo, wrote poetry, loved art, and played with Barbie dolls. She was the best student in the family and very close to her older sister, Carmen. The Oturo family would be Dennis Rader's first victims. Dennis was out trolling on January 15, 1974, when he spotted Julie leaving to take her children to school. He liked her dark hair, her skin, and the eyes of the Latinas. Struck by Julie's beauty and taken with young Josie, he followed them to school. The mother and daughter were his perfect victims. Nearly 2 months later, fueled by thoughts of bondage, Rader lived out his sexual fantasies through the Oturo family. Prepared to attack the young girl and her mother, he filled the pockets of his Air Force parka with bindings and weapons. He hadn't planned on Joseph or Joey being home.
Yeah, so he goes to break in their home. And the dad and the son is also there.
Okay, well, see, I hadn't really got that far.
Yeah, they come in.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to that.
Yes.
I would hope so. Yeah,
I'm just
but I mean, we just did.
I just want to.
So I don't know what the point of me even reading anymore is. Timmy, why don't you just tell us what happened?
I want to communicate it so people understand.
Really? Because I'm reading your flipping words here on the thing.
Please continue.
You know, you're becoming a diva, devil.
I don't think I'm becoming a fucking diva. my fuse is very short.
You're becoming temperamental.
That may be.
Is it your period?
No, it's not my period.
Okay, just ask.
No. You know what it is? It's a goddamn penis panic that happens all around me every motherfucking day. That's what it is.
Back to the story. Babaloo.
Enough brandy time.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, people don't tune in to listen to you complain.
Fucking commentary.
Fucking twat waffles. No, they come to listen to you tell the same story 18 times. Or you to mispronounce words. I mean, is this what we're going to do?
Please continue. Brandy.
Please continue.
Thank you.
We're trying to be professional here.
Absolutely.
I can totally tell. Mm-hmm.
She just cost us 2 stars on iTunes.
Yeah, that's what happened. Rader broke into the Oturo home and waited for the mother and daughter to arrive. As he nervously waited for them to come, he cut the phone lines. He was ready to leave when Joey opened the back door for the dog. As he entered, the family was making sandwiches in the kitchen. Dennis held a gun on the family and told the Oturos that he was a wanted man in California in need of food, water, money, and transportation. Dennis then ordered the family to lie on the living room floor at gunpoint as he explained that he wouldn't harm them if they cooperated. He took the family into a bedroom while intermittently holding them at gunpoint. He tied them with a rope that he had brought. Julie was with Josie on the bed, and Joseph and Joey were on the floor. Joseph and Julie's hands and feet were bound. Rader placed a plastic bag over Joseph's head and tightened the cords.
Damn.
Then Dennis strangled Julie. After Joseph chewed a hole in the bag, another bag was tightened over his head to strangle him. Dennis placed a plastic bag with two T-shirts and another bag over it so Joey couldn't chew through. The children screamed as they watched their parents' murder. With both parents dead, Dennis Rader brought in a chair to sit back and watch Joey thrash about while he slowly suffocated to
death.
Jesus
Christ.
See why I don't like this guy?
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like him.
It gets worse.
After Rader killed Josephine Otero's parents and brother, he took the 11-year-old girl to the basement. I thought we weren't doing these stories anymore.
Yeah. I told you I didn't want to do this story for a long time.
Prosecutors projected to a screen Rader's recollection of the exchange he had with Josephine before he killed her. "What's going to happen to me?" she asked. Rader said, "Well, honey, you're going to be in heaven with the rest of your family." Rader then hanged the girl and masturbated over her body.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he put a rope around a pipe in the basement. He hanged her. And
he later complained to authorities that he had difficulty handling Josephine because her hair kept getting in the way. To watch her struggle for life, she was hung so her toes barely brushed the ground. As the noose was suspended from a sewer pipe as it tightened. For a sexual release, he pulled down her panties. Police found his semen traces near her body. After the girl was dead and he had masturbated, Dennis Rader quietly left the home. Charlie, 15, and Carmen, 13, entered through the back door when they returned home from school. Charlie called out to his family when he saw the items strewn across the kitchen floor. Carmen cried out when she stumbled on the crime scene in the bedroom with their parents' bodies. Charlie described the gruesome crime scene. "My father was tied up, his eyes were bulging, his tongue was about bit off. My mother was on the bed, she didn't even look like my mother. And I looked at my dad and I could smell the death and the fear in the room." While Charlie and Carmen were at the police station, they begged police to protect Joey and Josie from returning home. "Well, this policeman's kind of a dick. You don't have to worry about that. They were killed also," the policeman told them.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a little harsh. Dennis Rader...
Yeah, at that point, they didn't know their brother and sisters had been killed.
Dennis Rader had his first taste of murder, and yet it did not go as he had planned. He wanted to spend more time torturing and killing the mother and little girl. He had also wanted to take pictures of his work, but forgot to bring a camera and was unable to find one in the Otero home. In any event, Dennis knew if he was not captured, he would surely kill again. He went out seeking his prey, eventually developing a list of 55 potential victims in his hometown.
Yeah, he had a list he carried with him.
Dennis's next victim was 21-year-old beauty Catherine Wright. Dennis broke into her home on August 4th, 1974. During his torture of Catherine, her brother walked in and Dennis shot him twice in the face. Ooh. Kevin actually would survive the ordeal. Oddly enough, Dennis waited almost 3 years to kill again. His next victim was 26-year-old Shirley Vane. He approached her house on March 17th, 1977 with a .357 Magnum in his hand and a briefcase containing rope, tape, and torturing devices.
He would go 3 years. He would just stop.
Right.
And then start up again.
Shirley was alone in the home with her two small children. Dennis pulled his gun and told her that he had a problem with sexual fantasies. He promised if she cooperated, her and the children would be safe. Dennis then proceeded to lock the children in the bathroom. He then bound and gagged Shirley, and he put a bag over her head, took some photos, and then proceeded to strangle the young lady to death. On December 8, 1977, 25-year-old Nancy Fox was found tied up and strangled to death in her Wichita home. Dennis Rader's voice is captured on tape when he calls an emergency dispatcher to report the homicide. Police make the tape available to the public, yet no one comes forward who recognizes Dennis's voice.
Yeah, so they kept playing this audio tape of him calling.
Right.
and no one recognized it.
And then the killings just stopped. Police think perhaps the killer was arrested for another crime, or perhaps he died or simply moved away, but for 7 years there was nothing. Then in 1985, the killings started again. On April 27th, Park City resident Maureen Hedge disappears from her home at 6254 Independence. Her home is in the same block as Dennis Rader's. Her naked body is discovered a week later on a deserted road, and she had been strangled to death. On September 16th, 1986, 28-year-old Vicki Wegerle is strangled in her Wichita home. After this murder, again, there was a three-year lull. On January 19th, 1991, 32-year-old Dolores D. Davis was abducted from her Park City home. Her naked body was found nearby some 3 weeks later. Davis would become Dennis Rader's last known victim. Despite the police's best effort, the case soon again would go cold. The case would stay cold for 13 long years, frustrating the police and the Wichita community. Police would not receive a new break in the case until 2004, and it was the courtesy of none other than Dennis Rader himself.
You know what's peculiar with this guy?
And I remember, when he was still on the
He doesn't
loose.
Care what's peculiar about this
yes,
guy.
What's peculiar about this guy is that he's obviously a sexual deviant.
Uh-huh.
But he never did anything sexual to the victims. I mean, he stripped them and strangled them.
No, I mean,
but his whole thing was masturbating himself. Even guys that did that usually had some kind of aggressive.
He was getting off on the violence, I think, and the control. And
no, but I mean, they would leave bite marks on the victims, or they would, you know, do other deviant sexual things to the victims. But his whole thing was just strangle them and
rub one out.
Tying them up, bondage, and that.
But he was into, like, strangling and hanging.
What I mean is he was never, he never had sex with any of the victims.
No, it was much more violent, I think it was his.
Yeah, he was a sick man, but it's just, he was a kind of a peculiar in that particular regard. Now, he was particularly known for sending taunting letters to police and newspapers. Now, his letters were different than the ones I sent because I was just speeding. But
right.
Now, there were several communications from him from 74 to 79. The first letter had been put in an engineering book in Wichita Public Library in October of 74.
That's what I don't like about it. I think that's part of the reason I don't like it. He thinks he's so smart. You know what I mean?
Well, he did think he was smart. In late 77, he sent another letter to television, KAKE, the Cake TV, to me in Wichita, Kansas.
They're on your side.
They're on your side.
Claiming responsibility for the murders of the Oteros, Shirley Vian, Nancy Fox, and another unidentified victim assumed to be Catherine Bright, not identified because her brother survived and could have identified him. He suggested a number of possible names for himself.
Yeah, he's naming himself, Brandy. What do you think about that?
Including one that stuck, BTK.
People that give themselves nicknames are turds.
He demanded.
Yeah.
Media.
Colonel would never do something like that.
No. He demanded media attention in his second letter to me, and it was finally announced that Wichita did indeed have a serial killer at large. Now, on January 31st, 1978, a poem written with a child's printing set on an index card shows up at the Wichita Eagle Beacon. The poem, patterned after a Curly Locks nursery rhyme, refers to the Shirley Vian homicide. In 79, he sent two identical packages, one to an intended victim who was not at home when he broke into her house, and the other one to Cake TV. These featured another poem, "Oh, Anna, Why Didn't You Appear?" because the woman wasn't there.
Right.
Of what he intended to do to his victim, as well as the small items he had pilfered from a woman named Anna Williams' home. Now, apparently, Rader waited several hours inside Miss Williams' home, but he left when she never came there.
Yeah, she would have been a victim number 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 88, after the murders of three members of the Fager family in Wichita, a letter was received from someone claiming to be the BTK killer, in which he denied being the perpetrator of the crime. He did credit the killer with having done admirable work. It was not proven until 2005 that this letter was in fact written by the genuine BTK killer, although he's not considered by police to have committed the crime, Timmy.
So he was denying responsibility for this other family.
Yeah, because he would claim responsibility for the one he did. By 2004, the investigation into him had gone cold. Then he sent a letter to the police claiming responsibility for a killing that had previously not been attributed to him because he wanted credit for all this shit.
Yeah, and he would steal, he would, every victim, he would take something like as a souvenir.
Mm-hmm. Now, DNA evidence collected from under the fingernails of that victim provided police with some previously unknown evidence, Timmy. This
Very
is where
good.
It takes a turn.
Well, and also he's stupid because, well, you'll get to know how he...
DNA evidence, they began DNA testing hundreds of men in an effort to find the serial killer. And I guess they just did the swab. See, if they would come to me, I'd say, here, give me the cup and give me some pornography and I'll give you some DNA. Or I'll say, you want some DNA, it's on the tube sock upstairs. But anyway, back to the story. Huh?
Pornhub.
Yeah, 3 minutes, 27 seconds.
Yes.
You want some DNA, I'm going to need 3 minutes and 27 seconds in the tube sock, and I'll give
Good
it to you.
Lord.
They began testing hundreds of men. Altogether, some 1,100 DNA samples would be taken. Now, the police corresponded with Rader in an effort to gain his confidence. Then in one of his communications with police, he asked them if it was possible to trace information from a floppy disk.
Floppy.
And this is how stupid this motherfucker is. What, are you going to continue, turn around?
The police department replied that there was no way of knowing what computer such a disk had been used on, when in fact, such ways existed.
So the police lied, Brandy. What do you think about that?
Good for them.
He then sent his message in floppy to the police department, which quickly checked the metadata of the Microsoft Word document. In the metadata, they found that the document had been made by a man who called himself Dennis. They also found a link to the Lutheran Church. Now, when the police searched the internet for Lutheran Church, Wichita Dennis, they found his family name, Timmy, and they were able to identify a suspect, Dennis Rader, a Lutheran deacon.
What do you think about that, Brandy? I told you this guy was a dick.
I believe you.
Now, the police knew that the BTK guy owned a black Jeep Cherokee. When investigators drove by his house, you know what they saw, Timmy? What
did they see, Colonel?
A black Jeep Cherokee parked right outside.
Brandy.
Police now had strong circumstantial evidence against Rader, but they needed more direct evidence in order to detain him. They controversially obtained a warrant to test the DNA of a pap smear of Rader's daughter that had been taken at the University of Kansas Medical Clinic where she was a student there.
What do you think about that, Brandy? Did a little detective work. Yeah, I know, but they're getting a serial killer off the, you know, off the streets.
I know, but come on now.
The DNA of the pap smear was a near
match.
I
think they should got a warrant to get DNA from him, but, you know, whatever, it worked. Go ahead, Colonel.
Well, hell, he was looking at all that porn. All they had to do was go in and vacuum his carpet. They would have had his DNA all over.
Probably looked at all that BDSM like Brandy watches.
Yeah, go to the Lutheran church and, oh, you know what that. They should have just gone to the computer there and looked at the keyboard, got some DNA off of that.
Yeah.
Any letter that was sticking down, they just run a swab on it.
All that BDSM stuff.
Yeah. How'd you get into that, devil? The BDSM stuff.
So I have this fantasy about beating the shit out of you and Tim.
Does it make y'all tingly?
And I decided, does it make me tingly in my girly parts? It mainly makes me want to throw up a little bit. So I decided that I was going to try and channel that. I decided to try and channel that into something positive.
What positive have you done?
Well, so now I make money doing it. So
I see. So she's like a dominatrix.
So now I take all my frustration
out on executives from like Procter and Gamble.
What I don't get is financial dominatrix. So what's up with that? Someone gets off on giving someone taking their money away.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
That's what happens to me. People take
all
my damn
marriage,
money.
That's called marriage, Colonel.
Yeah.
People taking my damn money. So
I think it happens to Renee more than it happens to you.
Kept.
The DNA of a pap smear. I have an ongoing bet right now with her that I've got 5 days that I cannot order anything off Amazon.com.
How's that going?
It's going really good. I got like 8 things in my cart waiting for my week to expire. She bet me for a week I couldn't order anything off Amazon. And because I came home one day and had 3. Now, granted, I ordered a bolt adapter that was like
$2. Did you really have to have it, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I did, actually. Okay. For a home improvement project. And I got some new headphones. Actually, I got 2 pair of headphones in the same day. 1 pair of earbuds and another set of good.
Because that's what you need.
So, anyway. So
it's for all his
getting
workouts.
Those 3 packages and the few that came the day before. It's from what?
It's for all your workouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing the Zumba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's buns of steel.
Oh. You've seen them. I'll show them to you now.
Nope.
You want to see them again?
No, I'm good.
You see me back on that pole yesterday. I was working that pole.
I did.
Like,
that's why she got hit by a truck. PTSD.
All right, Colonel. Back to Dennis's.
Okay, so they got the pap smear.
Okay, they got the pap smear.
Now the police go to make an arrest, and he was detained near his home in Park City and accused of the BTK killings.
I would just say that is why you got to be careful when you get your pap smeared, Colonel.
You don't want to. I don't even know what that is, and I don't want to ask.
Have you ever had your pap smeared?
I haven't. I've had Pap's Blue Ribbon. A pap smear, what exactly do they do, Devil?
Yeah, explain that process to us, Brandy.
Is that like a Q-tip or something?
And why do they smear it?
So when grown women go to the gynecologist.
The coochie doctor.
Okay, since we're 12. When you go.
You know, they don't get to choose their patients. Though.
Oh, I know.
They take these.
How'd you like to be a proctologist?
Yeah, I could be one.
I mean, this guy.
I could be one. I work with assholes every day.
What is this? This guy chose. He decided he's going to spend his rest of his life in people's assholes. He made that decision.
Yeah, and then the thing is, he spent years studying the booty. Yeah,
I just fell into it.
Okay, back to the pap smear. Explain that to us.
Yeah,
Brandy.
Tell us about the pap smear.
They just take a little culture of your cervix. And
what do
they
take it with?
Like one of those big long Q-tips.
Long is it?
Yeah, how long?
Like that long.
Holy shit. Like, it's like a John Holmes Q-tip.
Okay, and so they...
I mean, they're going that deep with a Q-tip?
Well, you got to hit the cervix.
Yeah, you have to hit the cervix. That's
you
got to
hit the cervix.
Yeah, I always try to.
I've been told before, sometimes I can't hit the cervix, but I'm going to knock the hell out of the walls.
Got to be careful sometimes. You're trying to hit the cervix. You miss.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to put an eye out in the uterus.
Put an eye out in her uterus.
Continue, Colonel.
That seems
perfect.
I don't
want to poke a hole in nobody's uterus.
All right, back to the case of Dennis Rader.
You will not.
BTK killer.
The odds of you poking a hole in anyone's uterus are pretty much slim to none.
I don't know what a uterus is. I don't know.
That's okay.
Well, I thought you did that diagram once where you explained all
the
lady parts.
No, I just did the outer parts. I just did the
vulvar, the clitoris,
the labias,
minor vulvar, and major,
the labia minora and the labia majoris.
Well, how do they get that ranking exactly? Are there some further education they need?
I think it's seniority.
Oh, based seniority. Is it based on seniority?
The first first labia to show up is the labia majoris.
Uh huh.
He's the major labia, and then the one that comes up, he's just the minor.
Are they different pay grades?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. They do completely different work. They got.
We know about the female anatomy.
Oh, right? Damn right we do. Damn right we do. And then you got the G spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's generally in my billfold.
Or as we call it, the hot bone, Timmy.
Seems the women get most excited with me when I take out my ATM card.
That's because they want paid already.
Yeah, they get most excited with me when I say, see ya. I got to go. So, but anyway, let's get back to this.
Yeah, let's get back to this sick fuck. Dennis Rader, the Rader. BTK killer.
So he's arrested after the pap smear of his daughter.
Thank God.
And at a press conference.
I don't think he was arrested after a pap smear. He was arrested after they got DNA.
Yeah,
because they said that that she was related to the killer.
Very closely related. Yeah. So they go round him up, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, They said, the police chief, Norman Williams, announced the bottom line is BTK is arrested. And Rader just pled guilty. He broke and gave a graphic account of all of his crimes in court.
I think he would call that, he would later call that the Dark Friday, the day he was arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dark Friday.
Yeah, for everyone else, that's called, you know.
Yeah, justice.
Yes.
So on March 2, 2005, the Park City Council terminated his employment for failure to report to work.
Well, see, that's the thing about getting arrested for murder. It interferes with your employment opportunities.
It usually does, yeah.
It can't, yeah. And you can't call in because he already used his one call for his lawyer.
Yeah.
So he pled guilty, and he just was they just convicted him. And they convicted him they gave him 10 consecutive life sentences. But he could probably get off with 5 life sentences with good behavior. They gave him 1 life sentence per murder victim. This included 9 life sentences that each had the possibility of parole after 15 years, and 1 life sentence with the possibility of parole after 40 years. So 150 years plus 40, 20. So he's looking at, you know, 2 centuries.
And a lot of people will want to know why they didn't give him the death penalty. And it's because at the time of most of the murders he committed, the death penalty was not an option.
Not an option, yeah. But anyway, he ended up being eligible for parole after 175 years.
So we've got 100 years to go. Don't worry about that bastard, 160.
He wasn't eligible for the death penalty because they didn't have it during the time he committed his crimes. Now, on July 27th, 2005, after his arrest, Sedgwick County District Judge Eric Yost waived the usual 60-day waiting period and granted an immediate divorce for his wife, agreeing that her mental health was in danger. He did not contest the divorce, and the 33-year marriage was ended. Paula Rader said in her divorce petition that her mental and physical condition had been adversely affected by the marriage.
Yeah, she wanted to get out of that marriage.
Dennis Lim Rader currently serves his time in solitary confinement for his own protection at the El Dorado Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison
located
in Butler County, Texas. That is the end. I believe, Timmy, here's where we'd start.
I think it's Butler County, Kansas, isn't it?
Butler County, Kansas, yeah.
Okay. So you can write him there, Brandy, if you choose.
Can't find it.
I don't know. I don't like this guy. He was... No, I mean, I just... A lot of the serial killers we talk about have a very fucked up childhood where they're physically and sexually abused. There's no record that this guy went through that. He was just a fucking asshole. So, Colonel, what would you do in administering Colonel Justice to?
I think the first thing I would do, Timmy, is it would be like Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
I would. Now we got zip ties, so I'd zip tie his hands behind him.
All right.
Then I'd show him all kinds of hardcore BDSM porn.
Okay.
And when he got a boner, Timmy.
Isn't that just called Saturday for you?
Yeah. When he got a boner, I'd slam it in the door, Timmy.
Yeah, I'm afraid he might like that.
No, I don't think he would like that because he liked hurting other people. He didn't like getting hurt himself.
The thing, I mean, I know everything he did was awful, but with that little girl and, you know, hanging her and.
That was horrific. Yeah. Then, Timmy.
Yes.
I would do that for about 2 days.
Okay.
And then I would get those little sharp spiky things to me. I let him recover. I wouldn't feed him or not. I'd, you know, give him some water so he stayed alive. Then I get one of those little sharp spiky things to me. And put it around his junk.
His penis.
And tighten it
up. Get
one
of those
tight.
Fish that swims up your penis. Rita?
Well, we're getting to that one.
Oh, okay.
But I put that in his butt. Anyway, then I would show him more of the BSM porn. Mm-hmm.
BDSM.
Yeah. I'm not an expert like she is.
Yeah.
Then when he got an erection, those teeth will bite right into it, Timmy.
Uh-huh.
One of those things that torture you.
Yep.
And then eventually I'd do that. I'd do that for a day or so till he was, you know, bleeding and you couldn't do anything more with his. Then he'd be part of the penis panic because I'd steal his penis. I'd just chop it off with a meat cleaver, Timmy. But I'd cauterize it so he didn't bleed to death.
So you could torture him more.
So I could torture him some more.
Yeah, I don't blame you. He was kind of a dick, Brandy.
Then I get a rat, Timmy. Uh-huh. I get a rat and I would put
put like a rat, like one of those masks on, and put cover his face with like.
No. I'd tie his hands behind his back. I'd lay him on the floor. Uh-huh. I'd put the rat in a bucket, a metal bucket. I'd put the bucket over his ass, Timmy.
Oh, over his junk?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, over his ass.
I've seen that.
And then I'd heat the bucket, Timmy. Uh-huh. I'd heat the bucket. And when the bucket got a hold, that rat would chew right through his ass, Timmy.
It's true.
Back in the Middle Ages, they used to do that to people with the stomachs. So that would probably, after a few days, that would probably kill him.
Brandy, your final thoughts on the BTK killer, Dennis Lynn Rader.
Wow, he's gross. He's disgusting. Yeah. Like, he's, yeah.
You didn't get in. Where do you get that he killed a cat?
He killed a cat when he was a kid. He used to hang him.
Okay.
Colonel, your final thoughts on the BTK killer?
He was a bad man, Timmy.
Yeah. All right. Let me announce the winners of the 2018 Dweeby Awards. These were awards that there's a vote on our Facebook page, History Dweebs, the podcast. And I've got some winners that I would like to announce. I'm just going to announce first name since I haven't have written permission from these folks to list all their names. So I'm just going to. If you would like to be
part of... It's actually public record, Timmy.
You'd like to be part of the group. No, we're a closed group. Please join us at History Dweebs Podcast.
Stupid.
It's closed
It
record.
Is a very, very fun group of people. Wouldn't you agree, Brandy?
I would agree.
They're very, very sweet. Okay, so the first award was their favorite episode of our podcast, I'm assuming. that was a tie with the Oofty Goofty episode. Remember Oofty Goofy and Big Bertha Heyman, Colonel?
Mm-hmm. I like those.
And the Highway of Tears episode.
The popcorn.
Yes, well, Brandy
the popcorn
was
episode.
Eating popcorn.
That's what everybody remembers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they remember you being disrespectful to them.
I'm professional.
Yes. The sweetest member, and I have to say I agree with this, Shirley Strapp. Shirley, who has not been feeling well lately. Shirley, we love and miss you, and we hope you're feeling well and feeling better soon. The best meme poster was our good friend Justin.
Justin does post some good memes.
He does. He's a pretty funny guy. Best selfie is our good friend Karen Barnes from Cleveland, the lovely Karen Barnes. Best puns was Anon.
That one's a controversial one.
Why do you say it's controversial?
It's I seen a thread that's created some strain on the page because Anon and Shelley Garrett been going back and forth about that.
Really, about who had the best puns?
Yes, she believes that was rigged and she was cheated.
I thought I would win that, but then I thought it said best buns.
It did not.
No, it did not. The favorite quote, Brandy, of the podcast. Guess what that is?
I don't know.
Bitches
be testifying.
I can see that.
All right, most likely to win. A battle royale, Colonel? Who do you think that was?
Battle royale? That was the devil.
It was Brandy Herman, Brandy.
I'll take it.
Most perverted was me, and I don't agree with that at all.
Oh,
at all, as
I
we
think
say
they got
over,
that one right.
Over in England, we say at all.
Do they?
Not
do
at
we?
All. We say at all.
Do we?
Yeah. I speak proper English. I should be in England because our English listeners, they understand me.
No, they don't.
They do not.
They don't understand what – they don't know what the hell you guys are saying.
Oh.
But they understand what I'm saying. Ask Ben and Rosanna. They'll tell you I speak proper English at all.
When you type to them.
Best Teeth was our good friend and your co-host on your podcast, Haunted Visions, Rachel Marie Flynn.
Yay.
She does have beautiful teeth.
She does.
Best, I'm going to say breasts instead of what the vulgar term that our listeners use here.
Yeah, that was rude.
The best breasts was the lovely Fallon, Colonel.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
The best couple is Daniel and Stephanie Sweet, our good friends. We're happy about that. They are a very lovely couple. And then I must go and tell you what else we have. We have the most likely person to need bail money, Brandy, who do you think that was?
Charles.
That would be Chuck Hawk Walters. That was pretty spot on.
I did
on.
Not agree with that one.
Favorite unicorn, Brandy?
Marvin.
Marvin. Marvin Hammond. Yes, Marvin, our good friend.
It's the best unicorn.
The most fun in bed, Brandy. Who
Amber Krupp.
Amber Krupp.
Yep, and I'm guessing because I've not seen.
No, you're right. I would have thought that I would have got
the lovely Amber Krupp. I got references. A lot of fun, no matter in or out of bed. She's a lot of fun. Most likely to become a podcast.
How does he know?
Well, I mean, she is a very fun person. Most likely to become a podcast topic, Brandy.
Chuck.
Yes, that would be Chuck Hawk.
See,
Walters.
I feel like that was. I don't think. I think they meant that in a good way, Timmy.
Most supportive member is the lovely Karen Barnes.
Yes.
I have to agree with that. Brandy, the best man boobs.
Chuck.
This that was quite the honor.
Chuck
Because
Hawk
I didn't
Waters.
Even show mine.
No, but
I
we
just
had a
these
whole.
Pecs right through here.
Yeah, but we had like a whole episode where your titties were trying to hit me in the face.
I can't help it. I pumped these pecs
The favorite team, that would be Team Dweeb. So.
See, I feel like people just need to pick one at Team Dweeb.
Yeah, quit being fence sitters.
It's okay. Best dress, Brandy. Who do you think that was?
Jimmy Preble.
Jimmy Preble was exactly right. I don't know how I missed that.
I think
award.
I should have got that one.
I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, well, don't coats don't they, count.
I thought I.
If they had one for most coats.
Oh, you would win.
I thought I had that one locked up. Mm-hmm.
And the person with the funniest looking member, Brandy.
It was not the funniest looking member.
That's what it says. Funniest member. Who is that, Brandy?
I don't agree, and I protest it.
It's Chuck Hawk Waters. He's the one with the funniest member.
I fucking protest
I, you
that.
Know what? I said on the show the other day, I personally think I have to give that award to Callie. I don't know
Callie
anybody
is very
that's
funny.
Got the quickest wit on that show is
yeah. Well, that we would like to thank She's everyone hysterical. On our page because even though not all of us can be winners, and I certainly shouldn't have won the most perverted award, but not all of us can be winners. But everyone on the page is a winner because they're all delightful, and we love interacting with them. And we would like, if you're listening and you're not a part of our page, please join our Facebook group. It's called History Dweebs, the podcast.
And I'm just going to say for the record, the whole thing, I'm sweeter than Shirley Strap.
I don't think so.
You're not even close.
Yeah, no,
Shirley Strap is a
you
saint.
You couldn't carry Shirley Strap's
strap.
Strap.
Strap, exactly.
I'm just saying Shirley is a lovely woman. She's a lovely, sweet, sweet woman.
She's better than you.
Yeah, in all facets.
In all ways. Like, there's no way that you are better than her at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're probably right.
I am right.
Let's let it go.
So we have two. Yeah, we would like to thank.
Give it up.
Yeah.
We would like to thank those of our listeners who support us on Patreon. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or...
Or just a wee little bit. Too.
Just a tip. it's all we get, really. We're
just
a part,
want a tip.
You know, I'm going to take this public, but we're part of the ACAST.
But you already did, and
we're
you
part
didn't
of
consult
ACAST
us
Network,
again.
And we have not received a penny from those fuckers, so all the support we get
is you know
from
what
Patreon.
I'd like to know if people listen to this, if they're on the page, if anybody's heard an ad in one of our episodes, tell us.
I think some have, but... anyway, the only support that we get, financial support, that we're aware of, unless, you know, Colonel is getting money under the table, is through Patreon. So we would like to tell everyone how much we appreciate your support on Patreon. We have two new Patreon supporters. That's Lenick. Thank you, Lenick. And Amanda Christine. And she asked if I would... personally say her name on the air. So thank you, Amanda. It's
Amanda,
very, very...
from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes. Thank you, Amanda. It's very, very kind of you. And Brandy's going to give a shout-out to the rest of our Patreon supporters.
Okay. I'm a little drunk. Hold on. James Seabright, Tommy Lane, Jason Dykes, Terry Stafford, Shelley Garrett, Bridget Clavey, Brandy McBride, Jennifer Savoda, Maggie Glover, Mike Sadler, Jamie Dent, Maja, Tyrone, Amber Scoville, Marsha Boris, Stacy Alsop, Jody and Sean Wells, Amber Anderson, the podcast They Walk Among Us with Diane Student, Lorna.
No, they walk among us.
That's been
Roseanne.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You drunken bastard.
See,
why can't you come
I told
in here
you.
Sober once in a while?
Yeah, I know.
You
I
really
don't,
need
I
to.
Fuck
really,
up everything.
Really
History Goes Bump is Diane Student.
Get off those Percocets.
They Walk Among Us is Ben and Roseanne. I apologize, yes. Ben and Roseanne. And Diane. So Yeah, Diane Student does he history, really goes bop.
Up. Yeah, you screwed that up. Royale. You say so, Colonel?
Oh, yeah. That battle royale.
Colonel, you're,
you'd win a battle royale, and you win a fuck-up royale, because you just fucked that up as royally as you could.
Your comments, Colonel.
Huh?
I think you already gave comments. What the fuck more do you want from him?
Expand on those.
Well, he doesn't I just don't know. It's, you're reading a goddamn page.
These are people who are giving their hard-earned money to support us.
And they walk among us. It's
the number one podcast in Great Britain.
You know what? It's like saying, you know what was a great movie? The Godfather. Burt Reynolds was so good. I mean,
yeah.
You know what? How the fuck do you not know who
let me say
they
something.
Walk among us
Let me
is?
Say something.
How the fuck? That's let, what
let,
I want to know.
First of all, hold on.
I don't come back with your nasty ass comments.
Wait a minute.
You're ignorant, girl. You're ignorant. That's all I'm saying. Now, can we just read more? You're ignorant.
Yes.
So,
Brandy.
You know, here's the thing. Okay.
We'll give her 12 seconds for rebuttal.
I love Ben and Rosanna.
Okay, that's it.
They do a wonderful.
But you're ignorant.
Shut up. They do a wonderful job, and I'm very, very proud that they get these awards and things like that. I don't walk around
ignorant, girl.
Kissing their asses all the time. I love them.
They do a lot of
I
work
love
for
them.
Us.
They do a lot
I
of work
ben
for us.
And Roseanne.
But the two of you are out of control. So I'm going to get
you,
through
do
this.
Do you go to sleep? Here's what I want to know. Do you go to sleep at night to the soothing sounds of Ben's voice? Have you ever done it?
She goes to sleep at night to the soothing feeling of Percocet.
And
no, but I imagine his wife
does. No,
his lovely wife
does. I mean, you put your headphones on, and you can listen to Ben describe the worst, most gruesome crime in the world.
I'm not taking anything away from them.
I think her angst is geared toward us.
Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from them. The two of you are shitheads. So that
you're
was,
ignorant.
So that's my fault. Yeah, and I apologize.
That seems offensive to me.
I apologize.
If we were not done,
so
I would walk out of this room.
Yeah.
Lorna Violet.
The
Mike.
Lovely Lorna Violet, who, by the way, named a goat after me.
Mm, and me.
Mm.
Yeah, but they're both dead.
No,
Timmy's not dead.
Chuck's all right.
Mine's still around.
Cambo is dead.
Michael Deo. Kelly.
Deo.
Babaloo.
Babaloo.
Kelly Charette, Karen Widner, Callie, Lauren Meredith, Jessica Greeno, the Pleasing Terrors podcast with Mike Brown.
Our good friend Mike Brown, mm-hmm. who was at DweebCon.
Glad you at least got that one right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one syllable.
Yeah. No, I mean
Mike Brown was at DweebCon.
Yeah, he was at DweebCon. What the fuck is wrong
with you?
Were
you there?
Why don't you stay sober once in a while?
No, Mike Brown wasn't there.
Oh,
Mark was there from
Mark was there from
the conspirators.
Sarah Bloom, Amber Krupp, the Now American History podcast with Joe Hopkins.
Well, Mike was Sarah Bloom
Mike
is
was
such a delight.
Crime Con.
Yes, she is.
Huh?
Yes, Mike was at
yeah,
Crime
Mike
Con.
Was at Crime Con. We met him at Crime Con.
Catherine Cot Garage Richardson.
Catherine, you really need to work on that nickname. It's not appropriate.
I haven't seen her on the page in a while.
Fiona Crisp.
Yeah,
Laura,
our good friend Fiona.
Laura O'Reilly.
A lovely Laura O'Reilly.
Christine Bourgeois, who's got something going on, and I'm worried about her. So let everybody
Christine.
Know that you're okay. Aaron, Kimberly Cambron, Elise.
Who is an attorney at law.
Unlike
Cambron.
Unlike
Esquire.
You.
Tunes in for my scripts.
Kimberly Unlike
Cambron,
you,
Esquire.
who didn't pass the bar. The
lady has a lot of things on her plate. Professional woman. She tunes in to listen what I write. Girl.
The History Goes Bump podcast, like I said before,
Diane
with
student.
Diane
the
Student.
The lovely Diane Student.
Annette Petre, Lise Jahara, Alicia and Chip.
Our good friends in Tennessee.
Yes, Marika Smith, Jeff and Don Chestnut. With Backroads to History and
Jeff
Poems
with those
by
cool
Jeff.
Ass bow ties.
I'm going to send
Jeff and his cool
Jeff
ass bow
a poem.
Jeff has the man flu.
Oh, he does. Yeah, get better, feeling better, Jeff.
Karen Barnes.
The lovely Karen Barnes.
Beautiful Karen. She's my favorite.
Rachel Flynn.
Yes, the lovely
Shirley
Rachel
Strap.
With the nice teeth.
Not my favorite.
Shirley Strap is not your favorite?
No,
Rachel
Flynn.
Shirley, the sweetest member, is
Shirley.
Under the weather, and we
Which
hope she feels better soon.
I believe I could have won that award.
Todd Long, Lydia Fisher, Phyllis Munson, Melissa Montoya, Cindy Liu, Christine Malachinsky, like Tim said before, LaNick and Amanda Christine, Heather Poole, Adam McWaters, The Vanished Podcast.
Marissa.
Marissa, yeah. Our good friend Marissa Johnson.
Who got also mentioned in the top 23.
I saw that.
And can we never get mentioned in those lists.
No, we left
probably because you two it's won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's Canadian. It's certainly because it's not a matter of the script writing. It's a matter of the delivery.
Yeah. We got a weak link in the chain.
You got that right.
Canadian true crime.
Christy Lee. The lovely Christy.
The lovely Christy.
I was surprised.
Who is an Australian living in Canada, Brandy?
Yeah.
How odd is that?
That's peculiar. That's peculiar. She's got nice teeth, too. I was surprised she didn't win the teeth thing. She's got some nice teeth.
She doesn't have nice teeth. Although Rachel has nice teeth. It was a toss-up.
Really a flip of a coin on that.
Yeah.
I really wish we had a camera in here where you all could see these two fucking idiots. Insight with Charlie and Allie.
Our
Joe
good
Clifford.
Friends, Charlie. Yeah. Now, you're going to see them in at CrimeCon? You're going to see Charlie?
Yes, I am. Yeah. You are not. Joe
Clifford. I'm not going to CrimeCon. We have to make that announcement. So,
you just did.
Everyone can cancel their
you
reservations.
You kind of just did. Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah. Well, like I said, everyone
and I'm the fun one.
CrimeCon will be Colonel-less and Timmy-less.
Yes. Unfortunately, we have a prior engagement.
Prior engagement.
Yes. Brandy's going because she has nothing better to do.
Maybe I just need a fucking break.
By the law.
Yes, so I'm going to go to Nashville. Let's see. Joe Clifford, Mrs. Svader, Ron.
I wonder if Mrs. Svader is a dominatrix.
You wonder that every fucking time.
Well, Tracy. Mistress, if you're going to use the name mistress, that's usually indicator that you're a dominatrix. Yeah.
Tracy Smith, Jess, John V, Nene, Bridget Bernhard, Stacy, Christine Hauer, Cheryl Weldon, Nicholas, Ryan, Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Michelle Johns, Clark and Diane Trowbridge, just added a beautiful dog to their family.
Yes, and like Clark and Diane. But Michelle
I
Johns
do too.
Is really funny.
She's very funny.
She's very funny.
Clark
She's
is
very
one, funny. Of my, one of my favorite
yeah,
guys on the
he's
page.
He's a good guy.
And then, of course, I'm biased because I met him here.
Right.
And his wife and his beautiful wife. But Clark is just one of the most
He's very genuine.
Ever meet.
Yeah, he's very genuine. He's a nice guy. Beth Wallen, Andrew Scammell, Michaela Wallstrom, Aaron Fowler, Leanne Flanagan. Let's see.
Oh, I love Leanne. Love me some Flanagan girls.
Julia Rodriguez.
My mom was a Flanagan girl.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Lady Beverly, we wish you well on your recovery with your knee.
Recovery,
yes, Lady Beverly, thinking of you.
Rudy, the stupid dog.
Hey.
Hey, wait a minute. He's giving us a dollar
so we're gonna
a month.
Be ripped. We're going to tear into patrons?
Yeah, he's giving us
Patreon
a dollar
sponsors?
A month, which is, by the way, more than Acast is giving us.
Yeah.
And
more than Noah gave.
Well, honey.
It's more than Noah gave, goddammit.
Noah needs a job. And Dottie. Yes. We love Dottie.
The reason we do this show is for Dottie.
Brandy,
what's
Dottie. Your plans for the weekend? That's interesting. Hey, Colonel. No, Brandy, what's your plans for the weekend?
Brandy's his Percocet. Jack Daniels.
He's ours.
I'm going to go visit my husband and...
Take Percocet?
Probably.
When you visit your husband,
yeah.
What do you mean by
visit?
Yeah.
I mean, right now
we
are in
something
separate
like
homes.
A little sexy tonight?
Is there going to be lacy things on frilly things?
When you visit, quote-unquote, visit.
We're using air quotes here.
Yeah, visit.
Like, is it going to be a conjugal visit?
Like my sweatpants and t-shirt?
That's all right. It's easy to come off.
Is it going to be a conjugal visit?
Will you be offended
a conjoined twin
would you be
visit.
Offended if he pinches your nostrils?
I will.
Because Dennis Rader did that, you know.
I heard. I would be offended if you pinched my nostrils
okay.
under any circumstances.
Okay. Well, what's your evening? Tell us about your romantic evening with your husband tonight.
I'm not going to see him tonight, so it doesn't matter.
Tomorrow? Is it tomorrow night? A little
Probably.
Wine, perhaps?
No.
A little Mogan Damon, Mad Dog 2020.
A little Thunderbird. Little
and
Thunderbird
then,
on ice.
Old English.
A little foreplay, perhaps. A little dirty talk. What do you guys do when you get together? And
what is? Because I know Dave. I know Dave very well.
He is a very nice
you do
guy.
Not
and I just
Dave
have
well.
To ask.
And I can't. You know, they make an odd couple because he's so nice.
He's a sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah. And this and he's not.
The son of a bitch is smarter than anybody he's you're going to run into.
He's smart. He's nice.
Yeah.
But he's with her.
I know. Go figure. So, but here's what I want to know. Knowing Dave, I got to know what foreplay is for Dave. Is it like, do you guys do math equations and shit?
Dave is very bright. We should point out to our listening audience. He's very smart.
He is very smart. No, that's not foreplay because it just confuses me.
She sits there with her mouth open.
I don't understand it, so no.
So, anyway, what do you do?
You know, usually, here's the thing. Okay. Usually, and Chuck knows this from having little kids around, it usually just ends up with, you want to do it? Yeah, come on, hurry up. You know, let's.
Yeah.
Blacklist is going to come on here in 30 minutes. Let's go.
30 minutes? Right.
Well, that includes
limbo.
That includes cleanup and
sicko.
That includes foreplay cleanup.
Oh, okay.
30 minutes.
A no. cigarette.
You know,
putting pizza in the microwave.
Right. I mean,
I need like 11 minutes to just get my shoes off.
Your shoes perplex you Boy, that much.
When you're paying, but when, you guys don't know, but when you're paying by the hour, you're 30.
There's that 30
knock
minutes.
On, that knock on, by, you know, that knock on the door by the bouncer comes pretty quickly.
Yeah,
so.
That's, once she breaks the plane of the door, the clock is running.
That's right. Well, I hope you have great sex this weekend, Brandy.
Me too.
Colonel, what's your plans for the weekend?
My plans is to spend some quality time with my canine, Timmy.
Are you not going to make love to your beloved?
She's still mad at him from last time.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
I'm going
to
talk. So I will be watching the Super Bowl, Timmy.
Okay.
And I'll be rooting for the Eagles.
All right. Who do you think is going to win?
I believe the Eagles are going to win.
Brandy, your prediction on the Eagles. Super Bowl. I'm going with the Patriots. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dreams. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.